Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robert Ham, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-M-M. Robert Ham, date of service is 4-6-2022, date of birth 5-18-1983, and date of accident is February 6, 2022. Robert Ham is here for a follow-up visit. Apparently, he is having severe pain in the right thumb with decreased range of motions due to inflammation, tendinitis, and trauma, as well as pain in the lower back. The lower back pain is not radiating to the buttocks or legs at all. No pain in the mid-back, upper back, or neck is reported. No pain in the shoulder, elbows, or any hip, knees are reported. The pain level is between 7 to 8, and patient reports 60% improvement in the pain in the hand as well as all over in general. The areas that are affected is sleep 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology side that he has no headache or dizziness, vertigo. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, or spots in the vision, blackouts. And he has moderate difficulty sleeping, and there is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, no loss of memory. Mild anxiety is reported, but no panic, PTSD, or depression is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back and stiffness in the lower back with decreased range of motion of the right thumb and pain in the right hand. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine, or any incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last particular patient report, there is no significant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tramadol. In last substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana. The compliance history is patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131 over 89. Pulse is 75 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 3-23-2022. Patient number is 0325-023. Plan of care. The patient has already seen the orthopedic surgeon and a non-operative empirical approach is used and no surgery is contemplated for his right thumb. Regarding his lower back, the patient has already got an MRI done where there is a bulging disc at L4-5 and a herniated disc at L5-S1. It appears that the patient has mild to moderate bilateral neural foramen stenosis and also bilateral facet arthropathy and inflammatory of the annular fissure. Patient is discussed in great detail all the options including physical therapy, chiropractor, etc. And he has been advised to continue the physical therapy, chiropractic, home stretching for the spine as well as at the therapy place, spinal traction, wearing the braces, as well as exercise home at a yoga posture exercise, McKenzie exercises. Teeth as a patient has been advised to have a wet heat or infrared heat, rest, and medication. And patient has been advised about the lumbar epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 beginning shortly in next month or so. And the patient is being given a time to try the physical therapy, see if it can relieve his pain and symptoms by 75%. Otherwise, injection treatment will be next with cortisone and or surgery. The patient was also advised about surgery. He has been advised about medical marijuana, and he should continue seeing Dr. Hathi. And a CT scan of the right hand and wrist was also ordered, and we'll continue seeing him. We want to make sure there is no scaphoid fracture. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.